Good afternoon. This is the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, Barbados signs a $500 million loan deal with the Export-Import Bank of the U.S. Government denies altering the terms of the sugar industry privatization agreement as the agriculture minister convenes a meeting with the energy co-op over the status of the deal. A report lists Barbados as among the countries with the highest rates of rape in the world. The Jamaica Prime Minister promises tax cuts and other initiatives as the country prepares for elections next year. And the Israeli cabinet is to vote on a Lebanon ceasefire deal agreed to in principle by Prime Minister Netanyahu. I am Christo J. Paul. Details to the news just ahead. The Barbados government has signed a $500 million credit agreement with the Export-Import Bank of the United States. Speaking at government headquarters this morning, President and Chair of the Exim Bank, Retta Joe Lewis, said the organization was no stranger to the Caribbean and would offer critical support for small and large projects.
Whether it is supporting a local business, importing U.S. goods and services on a small scale, to large transformational infrastructure projects, Exim, we believe, has the tools to support a wide variety of clients across Barbados. We are not new to this. We have a long history and a proud history of working in the Caribbean, and we look forward to, as a U.S. Independent agency, to supporting jobs and economic development.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley outlined the key areas where the funding will be allocated. She highlighted cybersecurity, renewable energy, water and sanitation, and maritime domain awareness. She said this agreement also indicates the confidence Barbados is regaining in the global market, and the areas outlined are in need of critical attention.
Actions like this one this morning, and the debt for nature swap, and the debt for climate swap, and the other things that we have done, all speak to the market's confidence and the institution's confidence in the management of this economy and in the growth potential of this economy. Now, you would have heard me say earlier that next year is going to be full with a lot of private sector projects, particularly in the tourism sector. And therefore, for us not to be able to address the issue of greening through expanded renewable energy would be a dereliction of duty. For us not to expand and to strengthen our distribution capacity and augment our water resources would be a dereliction of duty.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Agriculture Minister Indar Wear denies that government has altered the terms of the agreement for privatizing the sugar industry, and he will be meeting this week with Co-op Energy Barbados over the status of the deal. Mr. Wear was speaking to Starcom Network News in response to comments allegedly made by President of the Co-op, Trevor Brown, who has been quoted in the press as saying that the government has reneged on an agreement to have the privatized sugar industry operation 100% privately owned. Mr. Brown is also reported to have said that the government has submitted a new agreement proposing to retain a 25% interest in the arrangement and to have two members of the state-owned Barbados Agriculture Management Company, BAMC, sit on the board. Mr. Ware says that is not accurate.
I am going to be fair to the person who was deliberately mischievous in preparing a document to suggest everything that they were hoping for, looking for from government, and didn't meet their expectations in terms of the information that they requested. By having a meeting with them to let them know what they already know, that is that the government always retained 25% in shares so that those shares can be sold to the public, and also to let them know that we are still waiting on them to tell us when they're going to put in the injection of capital that they were supposed to put in when they signed the MOU. And that meeting I will convene this week, and then we can have a conversation about it in the public. But I am reluctant to start a conversation in the public about a matter that I, from what I have read, is totally disingenuous.
Mr. Ware also says the Co-op Energy is yet to pay any of the $16 million that it was required to inject into the project as part of the privatization deal.
They're required to put in $16 million, and we've said to them, you don't have to pay all one time because it's just going to sit in the bank. So pay in phases of like $4 million, and they haven't put in any yet. So to come with the excuse that they're relying on government's figures to be able to put in their injection of capital is, to my mind, is where the whole conversation is disingenuous, because you signed an MOU and you were at the table knowing what you were required to put in long before this document that came out suggesting that government was withholding information or retaining 25% of the industry. That 25% of the industry was always government's position when this thing went to cabinet.
Agriculture Minister Indar Weir in the Lunchtime Edition. Barbados has been named among four countries in the region with some of the highest rates of rape cases in the world. This has been revealed by the head of the Institute for Gender and Development Studies at UWI Cave Hill Campus, Dr. Tanya Haynes. She was speaking at the Ministry of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs launch on 16 days of activism against gender-based violence in Barbados.
Violence against women and girls is a violation of our human rights, of our right to be, of our right to a life free of violence. Three of the top 10 recorded rape rates in the world occur in the Caribbean. Countries such as Barbados, Dominica, Jamaica, and Trinidad and Tobago all have rates of reported rape that are higher than the world average.
Dr. Haynes adds that gender-based violence occurs daily and has gone unreported in Barbados.
While one in three women experience gender-based violence globally, in some Caribbean countries, it is one in two. Violence against women and girls is one of the most prevalent human rights violations in the world. More than a third of homicides of women are attributable to male partners. Intimate partner violence, sexual violence, and child sexual abuse, and other forms of gender-based violence are daily occurrences in Barbados. The majority of this violence goes unreported and unaddressed.
Head of the Institute for Gender and Development Studies at UWI Cave Hill Campus, Dr. Tanya Haynes. The ruling Jamaica Labour Party held its annual conference on yesterday with Prime Minister Andrew Holness, outlining a number of initiatives, including a reduction in the general consumption tax on electricity, as well as a write-off for some National Water Commission customers. In addition, Mr. Holness announced a widening of the waiver of fees for craft vendors. Prime Minister Holness is expected to lead the JLP into the next general election, constitutionally due by September 2025. He said in his address that the initiatives should not be regarded solely as promises to the electorate. And finally, the Israeli cabinet will vote on a ceasefire deal in Lebanon tomorrow after the Israeli prime minister approved the plan in principle. Israeli officials say Prime Minister Netanyahu signaled his potential approval for the emerging ceasefire with Hezbollah during a security consultation with Israeli officials last night. Today, his spokesperson told CNN the Israeli cabinet will vote on the proposed deal tomorrow. Israel reportedly still has reservations over some details of the agreement, which were expected to be transmitted to the Lebanese government today. Recapping the headlines. Barbados signs a $500 million loan deal with the Export-Import Bank of the U.S. Government denies altering the terms of the sugar industry privatization agreement as the agriculture minister convenes a meeting with the energy co-op over the status of the deal. A report lists Barbados as among the countries with the highest rates of rape in the world. The Jamaica prime minister promises tax cuts and other initiatives as the country prepares for elections next year. And the Israeli cabinet is to vote on a Lebanon ceasefire deal agreed to in principle by Prime Minister Netanyahu. That concludes the lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network is a division of One Caribbean Media Group. I am Crystal J. Paul. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.